Hit me. Hallelujah. Well, thank God. Amen. Appreciate that. Appreciate being here. Hallelujah. If there's ever been a man shouldn't desire to walk in a pulpit, you looking at him. I should never have the opportunity to look in a desire to do going to preach the gospel for my Savior. See, you don't know where he picked me up from, but I know. Amen. I know what I was, and I know where I was headed, and I know how worthless and hopeless I was. Amen. But thank God. Amen. For the Lord, amen, remembering picking me up, and I praise him for that. Amen. He picked me up and thanked the Lord for it. Amen. Certainly do. Well, it's a joy to be here. Thank the Lord for the preaching. Last night, thank God on repentance, and then Brother Doug this morning, amen, preaching to us also about our burdens, and certainly there's a burden. If there's no burden, then, amen, you ain't praying. Amen. If you don't have a burden for the things of God, then you're not praying, amen, and seeking God, amen, as you ought to. Because he will give you a burden. I believe it all my heart. See, he saved you for a purpose. He didn't save you just sit around and do nothing. He didn't, amen. He saved you for a purpose. And that's the perfect will of God for every person in this building. And you'll never be satisfied in your heart until you done found that will of God. And if you get on your face and pray, he'll show you where it's at. Amen. Amen. But amen. So he will. And you can be in God's will by sweeping the floor. Yeah. Amen. You can be in God's will. Amen. Just telling somebody about Jesus. It's whatever God's will is. Amen. And then you God will use you for that. And use you for your glory. Well, I do pray for us. God to help us. Amen. To go on. I'm still pulling on. Amen. For the glory of God. And I praise his holy name for that. I want to keep on going, dying on the battlefield. Amen. Until Jesus called me home. And I like to go to home. Amen. From the pulpit. Amen. I tell the wife all the time. I said, if I'm preaching the word of God, God calls me and I fall. Don't worry about calling the life-saving squad. They can't help me no how. Amen, thank God. But I said, but wait about 2 hours before you do call them so they'll leave me alone and make sure I don't go on over on the other side. Amen. I don't want them beating on me and all that stuff trying to bring me back here. I'm more interested in what's over yonder than I am what's on here. Amen. I'm more interested in that country, in that land, in that home. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what Jesus said. Amen. Yes, sir. That I am what's on this side. Amen. Amen. I've been here long enough. Amen. Not to like it no more. Amen. Say amen right there. Now I got family, got children, got grandchildren, and all that, and I love them all. Got a wife. Love her. Amen. Thank God she's put up with me for 60-some years. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. But I found them now, yonder, some 60-some years ago. Amen. Thank God. Woo! Look at that, what that is. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, anyway, God hit a fool. I got up one day and said, about marrying and getting ready to go and marry me. And she didn't really understand what I said, but she said, yeah, sure, I go. And I never let her back up. Amen. Yes, sir. But anyway, she understood. Amen. But anyhow, it is good to be here today. And I love this church, love these people that's here. And the preachers in the other churches just here love you. I got such good love for you. Amen. Thank God for you. And like I said, if anybody ought not be able to get in this pulpit, I'm it. But by the grace of God, I tried to preach what God tells me to preach. And I tried to say what God brings up for me to say. I'm not trying to up the man with nobody, but if somebody out there needs to hear what I got to say. Amen. And if God brings it up, then I need to say it so that person, amen, will receive what I say. Hope they will. Amen. Amen. It's my responsibility to say it. Whatever they do with it, that's their responsibility. But I got the responsibility to say it. Amen. By the grace of God. And I've tried my best to do that down through the years. And still today, try to do my best to do it. Amen. Well, open your Bibles, an old King James 16:11 Bible, Word of God. Open it up to Romans chapter number 8. And I read a couple of scriptures. And then, amen, I'm going to Acts chapter 12 after that. Amen, when I finish reading this scripture. So if you want to stick your fingers in those places, that'll be fine. Amen. But it'll be in the old King James Bible. Amen. Well, man, today, what a blessing to be here. And thank God. Amen for it. All right. Do thank everybody to pray for us. Amen. The people stand by us in prayer. And of course, that's the only way I'm making it is by the prayers of God's saints. Amen. It's all as well, Megan. Then, of course, in the churches that stand by financially. Also, my friends, it does that over the castle. Amen. Thank God. It humbles my soul as people do that. Amen. God puts it in their heart to help me and my wife out. And amen. We never had a need that God didn't meet. Amen. He meets that need. Amen. And I praise his holy name for it. I stepped out in 97, resigned the church. Amen. It took care of it. Amen. Bought everything I wanted or needed. Amen. They bought it for me. Amen. Amen. Cars, automobiles, whatever it was. Amen. Amen. And they supplied it for us. But anyway, I stepped out with nothing when that happened. Amen. Stepped out. Amen. Living friends with my faith and started walking with God. And God took care of me and my wife, kept us on the road, kept us going, kept us fed. Hallelujah. And kept some rags on our back too. Amen. And amen. So I thank God for that. Amen. Praise the Lord for how God has been faithful to us. And amen today. And I thank God for it. All right. Romans chapter number 8, amen, amen, from that old King James 16:11 Bible. The Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Thank God for the blood, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ that takes care of that. Who walk not after the flesh. Now, there's a phrase behind that because there's no condemnation. If there's something you got to do. See, the Word of God, Jesus, there's nothing you can do for salvation. Amen. Amen. Not one thing you can do to have salvation except, amen, amen, do what the Holy Ghost tells you to do. It was preached last night. You got to repent. Amen. To God for your sins. Amen. And then trust Jesus Christ to save you. Amen. And ask him to save you out of your sin. Amen. He never saves a person to keep them in sin. Amen. But he saves them to bring them out of sin. Hallelujah. And he places that desire in your heart. Amen. You lose the taste for the sins that you was in. You lose the taste when you get born again. Amen. Amen. You get saved. Amen. You lose that taste that you had and the blessing and the joy you was enjoying at y'all in the world, the fun you was having. Amen. But the fun ain't in the Bible, by the way. Say amen right there. That's all the devil's got to give you is fun. Amen. Thank God we got peace and joy. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, when we got Jesus, yes, sir. Well, anyhow, amen. So, but there's something behind it. Who walk not, what he says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, and begin to seek God's Spirit in your life, and begin to, amen, walk with him, and get to the place you don't want to grieve the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. But then the Bible says, grieve not the Holy Ghost, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. And the law of the Spirit of life. Now what? The law of the Spirit of life is what in Christ Jesus have made us free from the law of sin and death. Free from the law of sin and death. Well, amen. We live in a generation today when they plan just run down here and amen, pray a little prayer after me and repeat after me, and then you're saying you're going to heaven. Keep on going like you're living. Amen. Hey, that's not salvation at all. Oh, no, sirree. But that's what 99% of these people are preaching today. Amen to people. And they coming in just like they are. Come like you are. Amen. Dress like you are. Just like you are. And stay just like you are. But just tell Jesus to take you to heaven. That's all you got to do. Oh, no, not. That's a deal. That's a problem with sin. The whole issue with God is at the, from Genesis chapter number 1, Revelation chapter number 22, is the issue of sin. Amen. And baby friend, you got to get free from it. You got to get free from it right here, he says. Amen. He said, free from that. Amen. And of course, he said, Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, the Apostle Paul, he's the apostle to the church. Amen. Amen. But if any God has given us, amen. And of course, that's all that we could go back and talk all about how God dealt with different people at a different time in a different way than he did. Amen. But then God wanted Jesus, amen, going to build his church. And it's his church. And so he needed an apostle for the church. So he raised up the Apostle Paul to be that apostle for the church. Amen. We get our doctrine out of the church, out of epistles. That's where we get our doctrine. Amen. Everything out of the church is where I get my doctrine. Amen. For how to live, and of course, you get that. So he said, I want to thank my Lord Jesus for the joy of being saved and the joy of knowing him. Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name, that name above all names, that gave his lifeblood at yonder Calvary's cross and save a worthless, hopeless sinner such as I. Thank you and I praise you for it. Thank you for the preaching we've already heard today and Lord and last night. And help us now, Lord, today. Help me to say something or say what you would have me to say that would help some soul here this morning. Amen. And we'll thank thee and we'll praise you for it. For it's in Jesus' holy name I pray. To the glory of God, I ask this for help. His glory and for his praise, in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen and amen and amen. Turn over to the book of Acts, chapter number 12. Acts chapter number 12. Amen. We see some exciting things going on here. Now, as I said a while ago, Acts is not our doctrine book. Amen. But it's our working book. Amen. It tells us what God has for us. Amen. Certain to do. And the fight that you have with Satan. See, Acts tells us about the fight, amen, the disciples had. Amen. And of course, now Paul, the apostle, amen, both then had trying to get the gospel out of the Lord Jesus Christ. We got that same crowd today that they had. Religious people didn't want nobody to change them. Religious people. And you get, hey, go out, John, and try to witness to somebody in some of these other churches and begin to deal with them about sin. In their life, hey, they ain't gonna like you, amen. And they're not gonna stand with you, oh no, sir. And they gonna say, well, that's the same thing what's going on right here in the book of Acts, amen, with these apostles, Amen. That's the reason of that. Amen. Well, of course, they was against the law. Amen. Not the law itself, but the principles of the law. But they was against doing the law to go to heaven. Amen. They was against walking in the law and expecting to go to heaven. Because they wasn't, they had needed Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Well, look at verse number 1. Now, about the time Herod, now Herod, he's a type of Satan. He's a type of the devil. Amen. But if he's out to stop, and like kind of like our government today is against us, they closed this church down today if they thought they could get by with it. And they come over here, amen, close it. But thank God for our forefathers, how they gave their life, how they gave their property, how they gave everything they had for you and I to have liberty to be in this building this today. Hallelujah. If it hadn't been for our forefathers, and they want to do away with our forefathers. They want to be able to do away with the Constitution that they gave us. Amen. So we could be in this building. And you better rejoice that we have this liberty because they want to take it away from you. And they're out to do it. If these Democrats or hypocrites stays in that, amen. Amen. Stays in that, they're going to do it. Amen. But that's like our brother said, Brother Bill, Tim said a minute ago, is exactly where God wants us at. We in the Bible, and God's not twisting his hand one bit. Jesus is not twisting his hands one bit. We walking exactly where he said the church would be, and we need to rejoice and thank God. Hey, I'm still heaven bound regardless of what they do. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Well, anyway, hey, let me get off of that. That ain't what I want to preach. Well, it goes along with what I want to preach. Amen. Amen. How about, amen. Now, about that time Herod, the king stretched forth his hand and vexed certain of the church. Who is he after the church? He's vexing the church. This is Jesus' church. Amen. He is his church. It ain't my church. We call it my church. It ain't Brother James' church. Amen. Amen. There's good people here. Amen. We call it our church. But it's Jesus' church. Hallelujah. You save. It's his church. Amen. He built that church. Amen. Thank God he'll keep that church. Amen. He'll use that church for his glory. Verse 2 says, and he killed James, and the brother of John, with the sword. Well, amen. So they trying to kill him, and they want to kill him out. And so he got James, which is the Lord's, the brother of John. Amen. My brother friend and his disciple. Amen. Brother friend that followed him. Well, here they are. They killed him. Amen. And they persecuted others. Think about our forefathers right here on this land. Amen. They gave their lives. Amen. And of course, around the world, there were some burned at the stake. Amen. But Hebrews chapter 12 tells us about them. Amen. But they paid the price to be faithful to the Lord. I don't know what it's going to cost us. I got no idea where we're going to have to go. Before this thing's over, hallelujah. Before the Lord, before the Father looks at the Lord Jesus and said, go get your church. Amen. But he gonna send one of these days and thank God we're gonna pull out of here, hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, look at what he said. So they said that he killed James. And because it saw that it pleased the Jews. Now, that's religious people, supposed to love people.
Yeah.
But it pleased the Jews, and it pleased these churches down the street and up the road here to see the people die and be killed for the cause. Amen. It's hindering their crowd. It's hindering their message. And they don't like it. Amen. Yes, sir, we will. Let's stay here. Amen. I ring you to hold me. Amen. Amen. But anyway, I have picked them up before and walked around with them. But amen. I ain't going to try that now no more. But them days is over with. Amen. Amen. But anyway, amen. All right. All right. And not so. So he says now, and because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. When that were the days of unleavened bread. Amen, brother friend. And so in those days, they were still practicing the law. Amen, brother friend. And of course, the days of unleavened bread. See, the Herod, amen, and all of those, amen, that was in charge of the country, Caesar's being the king and all of that. Amen, brother friend. They allowed, amen, brother friend, the Jews to do some of the practice of the Old Testament, amen, and now religion, just like the Pope and that bunch today, you got that religion they do, and they're the biggest religion across the world, amen, but if any, they're accepted by the government, and the government rules and reigns according to the will of your Catholic Church. The Bible tells us in our 16th chapter of Revelation that they are guilty of all death and war, and they are guilty of it all. Amen. Souls of men. Amen. I believe that's who he's talking about, that Roman Catholic Church. Amen. Our forefathers used to preach a lot against it, but we're scared to open up our mouths these days that we're living in now. But anyhow, amen. Well, anyway, so here they come. Verse number 4. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison. What? Amen. That's what the devil wants to do. Amen. He wants to quit us. He wants us to stop. Amen. So the thought made it, put Peter in prison and we'll have him there. Amen. Well, another time they put him in prison and then him and Paul, Silas got to singing, praising God. Amen. My beloved friend having a camp meeting in the prison. Amen. The whole bunch got saved. Hallelujah. I laugh at some of the big fellas claim, well, look how many we had saved. How many we don't have saved? Well, you're behind, friend. Amen. Old Jonah went down there and preached a very short sermon. Amen. The whole city got saved. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. So they behind. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Yes, they did. Amen. Even the animal kingdom got blessed along with it. Say amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, so they ain't done much yet. Amen. They think they have. Amen. Well, look at here. The Bible says, and when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to the quartorius of soldiers. So that's a pretty good line. See, they scared them already. The apostles had scared them to death. Amen. How they get out of jail, how they escape their purpose to destroy them. And so, amen, they get a whole bunch of soldiers to look after one man. Amen. Thank God. And a whole bunch of them to look after one man down there. Hey, here's one old man, fellow man, walking around down there talking about Jesus. And they get a whole bunch of soldiers. Hey, y'all gotta look after him now. Amen. Oh, make sure he don't do nothing right. Amen. Yes, sir. Y'all watch him. Amen. Well, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm glad you listened. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, anyway, look at what he says. And so he got a whole bunch of soldiers down there. Amen. Amen. To keep him. Amen. To keep him in prison is what they're trying to do. Intending after Easter, a devil's holiday. Amen. Ungodly. Who ever heard of a rabbit laying eggs and then getting up in a tree and tying them on a tree? It's the devil's what is wrong. Hey, that's a pagan holiday. I back out and Jezebel and that bunch got going back out. Amen. Amen. Hey, as pagan as it can be, as ungodly as it can be, it's of the devil. A lot closer. Hey, brother friend. And all that junk. They go on with it. Ain't for one holiday in America left, amen, that honors God, and that's Thanksgiving, and they want to do away with that. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, well, but where we going is going to be praise and glory to God all the time. Woo! Oh, thank God. And we coming back. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I'm going to have a time. Oh, I'm going to have a time now. Amen. I'm getting closer and closer to it every day. Amen. Anyway, amen. Let me get off of that. And Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer, oh, I love this. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church. Oh, thank God for church. Amen. Thank God for people. Yes, sir. Really, praise. Honor with God. Well, church I got saved in was a praying church. Matter of fact, I got saved and I went to church on Sunday evening and got there. And they was having choir practice and everything, but I won't know men around. And so I asked, where's all the men at? Hey, where they at? And someone said they down in the basement, down there with prayer, praying. I said, oh, they are, yeah. Hey, man. I said, well, I want to get in on that. Let me go. So I started down those stairs. Hey, man, went down the stairs and turned left. Went up to a hallway to turn left. And I started back and I could hear them praying. Everybody's scared to open up the voice today. Amen. I never seen so many quiet Baptist people in all my life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah to me. Amen. And God said, preachers, we're going to preach like they got a bungee on the top. That's God. God said, lift up your voice and cry aloud and show my people their sin. God said, amen. Yes, sir. Well, anyhow, amen. I started down there. I hear them preach. Praying. So praise God, son. I opened that door and prayed God. I felt it, brother. Amen. You could feel it down there. Hallelujah. Boy, and I fell in there. That's where I learned to pray. Lift up my voice hard as I can. That's where I learned to preach. That's how my pastor preached. Praise God. He preached up and he pulled his voice. Amen. Coat off, pulled his tie off, and he lift up his voice and cried aloud. He preached about every sin I was doing. Amen, amen. He named it too, friend. Walked up and down that aisle and get close to it and just look at me like that. Amen. But I liked it, I liked it, I liked it, I liked it. Hallelujah. Yeah, the more he done it, the more I liked it. Amen. Amen to me. Amen. That's really well. Anyhow, hey, that's where I learned it. Amen. So you blame him. He's already in glory. Amen. I preached his funeral. Amen. Amen. Thank God. But amen. Yes, hurry. But anyway, he's with the Lord. And I thank God for him. I thank God for him. He helped me so much. Oh, he helped me so much. Boy, thank God for a preacher. Amen. Boy, I got a couple out where I pastored a church in Western Kentucky when I was pastoring, when I surrendered to the minister of men. And amen. She was just a child, a teenager at that time. Her husband was a teenager. Oh, she got saved. But anyway, what I'm fixing to say on WSOF radio, amen. Sometimes a prayer request, thank God for the preacher. Hallelujah. That's her prayer. Amen. That's her prayer. That's her request for song is thanking God for a preacher. Amen. Amen. And talked about what he had. And she said, that's my preacher. Hallelujah. Yeah, well, amen. See, there is one or two that appreciates me. Amen. And down the road for preaching to them. Oh, yes, sir. Well, anyway, amen. Let me go on. In a church last Sunday. I was in a church last Sunday. Here's a show, this man. Now, he's getting gray-headed. Amen. And he said, I got saved when you was here before. 80 years ago, I helped that church get going. Amen. And got land forth for them to build the church building on the land that they sitting on now. Amen. God, and I helped get the money. Amen. Back out. I went to that church. Amen. I had a home church supported me $50 a month. Amen. Brother Dr. Sila down in Greenville, South Carolina, where I graduated from school. His church was supporting me $75 a month and $125 for me and mama and two children. Amen. A month. And we lived off $125. Amen for them churches, but not counting what everybody else had done for us. Amen. Oh, I could tell you a story. Hey, but the average preacher today, he ain't going to preach unless somebody gonna give him a big salary and buy him an automobile and all that stuff. He ain't gonna preach. He's not gonna be faithful. He's in it for the money. He's not in it for the souls of men and the will of God. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, anyway, let me back up again. I ain't got too many friends now. I don't want to lose no more now. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, anyhow, Herbert, be careful. Okay, I will. Amen. Well, anyway, hear what he says. I like this. And when Herod had brought verse 6, brought him forth, and same night, Peter was what? Sleeping? Knowing they done chopped off James' head? And you sleeping, Peter? Huh? What kind of trouble you think you got? Preaching on troubles and burden. And Peter laying down, I thank God, sleeping. Wow! Hallelujah! It'll get down, I thank God, and pull him up some straw or something, and laid down there, amen. Took his eye of his garment off, laid it aside. He just happy to see me. Amen. Said, good night, Lord. And, amen. Pull him down there, and he laying down there sleeping. While they got all them four, all them soldiers around there, he said, look at the protection I got. Hallelujah. We was on our church after getting going up in Merlin. Amen. Before I went to Oklahoma. Amen. And we would go down on the streets of Baltimore. Amen. We would preach. And praise God. Silent might would get on the other side and make light of us and all of that. But that's all right. I still told them they were going to hell. Amen. What they were doing was wicked and ungodly. Well, anyhow, amen. We pray. And two policemen pulled up behind us down there. And we carried some food and some soups and stuff and fed to people on the street and passed out clothes to them that the members did. I didn't, but I was busy preaching. Amen. They was busy with all that stuff. Amen. But anyhow, amen. Two policemen pulled up behind. I had a little trailer worked out of it, and he pulled up behind. They pulled up behind us, and they come up to me and said, "Now, preacher, amen. We just want you to know we're not here after you. We just want to protect you. Nobody hurts you." That's all them soldiers was doing. Look at all of them around going to protect Peter. That's what they told him to do. And you keep him. Well, that's what they was doing. And that's what Peter thought they was doing for him. And didn't know that they were a little different than that. Amen. That's what he thought for. Well, anyhow, amen. But Peter, he's laying there asleep. Watch it now. In the Bible says, amen. He was out sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. The people, they was at the door keeping the prison, arrested the soldiers. Paul's laying there, got chains. Now here's Satan. That herd's a type of the devil and Satan. Satan is trying to bind you with two chains. Yes, sir. He's trying to bind you with two chains. We saw that. We're free from life and death. Oh, thou showed you in Romans. Amen. God made us free from life and death. And here's Peter here. Amen. He's bound in prison with two chains. Now, I call those chains the flesh and the pleasure of sin. Some of you sitting here today, you're being tempted to return to the pleasures of your sin. Amen. Satan is trying to tell you all the time, didn't you have a better time at y'all in the world than you having at church today? Amen. Well, you got to be saved to enjoy this. Right? You got to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Yeah, but I have to enjoy all of this today. And that's what'll make you enjoy it. And that make you hungry, want more of it. Hungry, want more. I just want more, more, more. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, amen. But here is two things that change people. Pleasure today and amen, Bible in the world. Sad to say it today that Hollywood is making this code for dressing today. Amen. Baby Finn, these women putting off their clothes, put them old tight bullfighting breeches on, so they walk around and show their body and figure their body out. Hey, it ain't for one person, ladies. You that are saved by the grace of God, ain't for one person you supposed to see the shape of their body, supposed to see the shape of your body, and that's your husband. Amen. Through clothes and anything else. Amen. Hallelujah. You're supposed to cover yourself. And I could spend a long time right there, but I ain't where I want to. I want to move on and let another preacher preach. But I'm telling you, amen, beloved friend, they make the standard for these blue jeans. Amen, beloved friend, and pantsuits and all that junk, and then shorts. Amen. You see, crazy. Yeah, well, it's the devil, but they have on a big coat, amen, and got on shorts, and it's about 30 degrees. Amen. Right there. Hallelujah. Just happened here a few weeks ago. Amen. It got down to 27 degrees up down to where I live, and they were down there with shorts on, but they had a heavy coat on. They got to wear it. See, it's the devil in them, and they got to show that skin, show that nakedness, show that ungodliness. Amen. There's a scripture, I believe it's over in, is it in? I believe it might be Isaiah, Jeremiah 1. It says, the Lord said, you remove the cloth from your legs. And, amen. Then you reach and move the cloth from your thigh. Amen. And then he said, you took off to the river. Hey, yo, some of y'all's in the backyard. Amen. Amen. And then he said, but I saw your nakedness. That's what God says. Amen. God's same. And God's the same. How many believe God's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Amen. How many believe it? You know a high priest or a priest that's carrying the doing this the sacrifices and all God told him to do concerning the blessings of God. If he and they stepped up on a step and a piece of skin was to show on their knee, on their ankle, anything, God would kill them. Boy, it got quiet then, didn't it? God would kill them. That's where they'll drop dead at right there. Don't think God changed his mind, do you? About you showing your nakedness? Huh? Amen, preacher. You're just too old-fashioned. I know it. I like it old-fashioned. I'd rather be living back on living in this day, that's for sure. As far as that part goes. Amen, that's right. Yes, sir. Amen. God hates nakedness. I don't care if it's on a man. I was we stopped and got they eat breakfast, and I come these men in with them shorts on. Amen. God help a man. Amen. Calls himself a man and put on a pair of shorts. Amen. Thank God. Hey, you're going to get messed up. Hey, you go to the restrooms and the business. Hey, they got a woman on the door with a dress on. And so it says women. Amen. They got another door over here with me, and a man standing there with a pair of pants on. and come and to go in that door. And that it says, oh man, my mother gave birth to a man in 1943. Oh, amen. 43. Amen. April 16th, she gave birth to a boy. Amen. To turn into a man.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Well, let me move on. Like, I know, I don't mean to make you mad, but I can't help it. It just comes up. Hallelujah. It just comes up. And you throw it out here, so I throw it back to you. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, well, but Peter, he said, oh, but I love this. Are you bound? Are you bound today with the world, the flesh, pleasure of the flesh? You ain't bound by playing that lottery, are you? Oh, got quiet again, brother. You ain't bound down by playing that little lot. I got to play, boy, 100 and some million or two. I believe someone board said 200 and some million. I believe one time, one of them says billions of dollars. You ain't bound by playing that man. Hey, you rob God's money. Take God's money and run down and buy them tickets. I got to see if I get. Hey, when do they announce it? Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah, they announce it. So, oh, I got to be there when they announce it. Sure. Hey, if God let me, my brawlers brother didn't know no better. He said, Herbert, hey, man, he didn't love God. He didn't go to you. But I'm playing that lot. I won that lot. I'll build you a church. I say, you, I wouldn't want it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Come on now. Some of y'all smile at me. Amen. Amen. God. That's right. Oh, yeah. So you're bound to that lottery. You're bound to sin. You're bound to. In the flesh, you're bound to it by chains. God wants you to be free. God wants you to be free and live free in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Peter, he said, there's a type of a sinner by the herd, which is a type of the devil, and put him in that. He's in prison, bound to those chains. But God, thank God, for verse number 7. Woo! Hallelujah. Watch this in verse number 7. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him in a light shine in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And his chains fell off. Hallelujah. Well, thank God from his hands. Hey, I'm glad Jesus come to deliver. Hey, he's an angel of the Lord. And Jesus is known as an angel of the Lord. Amen. He came down out to deliver old Peter. And his chains. And when you get delivered by Jesus Christ, your chains will fall off.
Amen.
I just can't help it. I got to have certain things. I just can't help it. I got to have that TV and play that lottery. And I just can't help. Oh, I feel so better in a pair of shorts. Amen. I just can't help. I just feel better in a suit. Amen. A pants on. I just feel, hey, I'm warmer in the it makes me warm in the winter. Amen. It does. Amen. That's just a young lady there and some more sitting there here. Lady, amen. She, the same length of clothing and height she has on right now. She works in the garden out there with a hole digging in that garden. Amen. Dressed just like that. She didn't have to put on little breeches to get out there. She goes there and work in the yard with her group of flowers and get her flowers and fix some things up. Amen. Bother me about didn't the tiller out there, but I'm telling you, amen. And they tell me I ain't supposed to be running a tiller, but she thinks I do. Get out there and get it, boy. Amen. So I got to go with that. Amen. When you going to get that garden tilled up? Well, honey, amen. I get it. Just give me time. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Well, I own a plan of God. Amen. Amen. Brother Mitchell sent some bee. Well, boy, they good bees, these sisters, too. Yes, sir. And, right, so I let her, I get it tilled it up. I let her plant it. I let her work it. I let her pick it. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then I let her cook it. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, anyway, let me get out of here. Amen. But listen, Jesus showed up.
Amen.
And when Jesus shows up in your life, it calls those sins that you lack so much in this world or fall off. Brother preached last night. If repentance ain't caused you to change your lifestyle, you didn't get saved. You might have got them in the church. You might have got a member of the church. You might have went through some baptismal water down at the creek. Hallelujah. And you might have, and tattoos might have got your social security number. But hey, man, but I'm telling you, thank God, it didn't change your life. You didn't get saved.
Amen.
You didn't get born again of the Holy Ghost of God.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
But he fell off. Well, Peter, he's laying there. Get up from there, Peter.
Right.
We ain't not sleeping. Well, I'm just taking a little break. Well, get up from there, Peter. Come on. Peter, he got Peter up watching. He got Peter up, the chains fell off.
Yeah.
And the angel said unto him, gird thyself. Now, he wouldn't let Peter go out without his outer garment on.
That's right.
His outer garment, that's what he, that's all he had off, was that outer garment he laid aside. Amen. And lay down to sleep. So he got, he said they had an outer garment that they wore. And, amen. And of course, a robe or something. Some of them call it a robe or whatever. It makes no difference today. But that outer garment. So Peter reached out and got his outer garment and put it on. And he wouldn't lay in there naked.
Amen.
Well, let me move on. Amen. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. Amen. See, it's good to pull your shoes off and go to bed. Hallelujah. I like it. Amen. Yes, sir. And so he did, and he said unto him, cast thy garment upon thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him and wist not what it was true which was done by the angel. And bought, he was so saw in prison. And when they were past the first and the second watch, as well, all them soldiers said, when they came out of the iron gate that the father feared, led out of the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through the street. Wherefore, the angel of the Lord, amen, and departed from him. Then the Lord went on about his business. He got, hey, see, God will be with you till you're safe.
Amen.
Amen. If there's the problems, the troubles, brother, Doug preached about it, that's true. Hey, when you get down, hey, the Lord lifts that burden, and you go, hey, the Lord goes on. He deals with somebody else who's got another problem. Amen. Amen. Well, you go just like the devil done Jesus. He turned back to Jesus. He said, left him for a season, left him for a while. Amen. But he come back. Yeah, he'll do you. He'll be back. But if you ever suffered a fight with the devil, he'll be back.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. You might get the victory. Jesus give you the victory, but he'll be back.
He'll be back.
Oh, you see, that's his business.
Yeah.
His business is to stir your Christian life so you're not a testimony.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah,
you're not a you're not a testimony to those around you.
Amen.
You're not a testimony to them. I got a whole list of scriptures here, but I'm not going to get to them this morning. Amen. But anyhow, amen. And so, but you go on and read that. I'm not going to read the rest of it. But the church is in prayer with him. This is his praying with church. The pastor come up here and said, we need to pray about something. And I want the church to really pray about this. Well, the church is in prayer meeting.
Yeah.
They praying.
Yeah.
And so Well, she ain't doing too much praying, but she's looking around like young people do. He hears that knock at the gate. Peter's out there knocking on a piece of wood. And she runs out there and she, "Hey, Peter, hey, man, thank God." She took off and run back in the church. She didn't let him in. Yeah, but she run back in the church and said, "Hey, Peter's out there. Are you mad? Rolla, what's wrong with you? Come on now. How many of you in the past want you to pray about something God has and you just sit there with your mouth hanging on? You didn't get excited at all. God answered the prayer. Amen. And so she runs back out there. Amen. And they opened up the gate so Peter could come in. And he walked in. Amen. They couldn't believe it. See, God answers prayer. God. And God, has God ever answered a prayer for you?
Amen.
Have you ever got a prayer? You didn't tell nobody about it. And you begin to pray to God and watch him answer it. The Bible says you'll find me after you have sought with me with all your heart. See, it takes a time to get that heart to the shape that Jesus will come. For the Holy Ghost of God to move so he can move for the glory of God and not for the glory of the flesh. Amen. See, the Lord don't like the glory of the flesh, but he lacks the glory of Christ. Amen. Sure do. Amen. All right. Before I close, how about these chains? Bam. By two chains. There's some people sitting in this congregation this morning. Something has got you bound down, robbing you of the blessings of God. Now, we're not as spiritual as Peter was. He was laying that plum happy, laying that asleep, but we carry ours to the bed with us. He just preached it. We carry ours to the altars with us and pray and get up and go back to the altar. How about you got some chains on you today? Has the devil put some chains of fear in you? Did the devil put some chains of doubt in you? He uses those things, fear and doubt. That's what he used on us Christians to keep us from honoring God. Amen. Keep us from being what God would have us to be, being victorious out there among our neighbors and our loved ones. He put some chains on us. The devil do. Have they fell off? Maybe there's some folks here today that need to get some chains loosened off of your arms here this week. Amen. You can get it right here this week if you will. There's an altar here. Hey, God and his people here can know how to get out to God. How about a young person? You got your mind on the things out yonder in the world. You got your mind out yonder somewhere this morning rather than on God, young people. Huh? And them chains got you bound. You're not the child of God you ought to be or that you once was. You're not happy about God, lost your joy. You don't have the joy you used to have. But some chains been put on you by Satan. Put on you by Satan. Amen. And your joy, child of God. Do you have the joy you used to have?
Amen.
You've lost some of that joy. Lost that. Where's that? It's on chain. Got chains on you. Amen. But amen. Jesus, he's here. And he'll help you get them chains off. He'll help you to get those chains off today. Yeah, Peter, he's laying away asleep. The chains, amen. But there he is. They had to fall off before he could get out of that prison. They had to fall off. And before you get out to prison, the devil's got you in. You're going to have to get those chains off. Lost your joy. You're not satisfied. You're not happy as you once was. You done lost your joy today. Come on, preacher.